we've had a number of different organizations ask for us to keep the restaurant open for a few more days. It looks like we'll stay open through January 17th to accommodate people's hopes of getting in for one more green room experience.
That's fantastic. Hey, did you have a lot of crowds over the Christmas and New Year holidays?
Yeah, we really did. We really did. And we were so pleased to see old friends and, you know, people even experiencing for the first time, because a lot of people, whether in Wilmington or from the surrounding areas or even from places like Baltimore and Washington, had heard of the Green Room and had always meant to get there, but they never had the opportunity. So this kind of forced their hand, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but they said, hey, there's a small window that we can still go to this, you know, incredible, iconic place and have this really unique experience. And so we saw some new visitors as well.
All right, so set the scene for people who are not aware of the Hotel DuPont's Green Room. Tell us what it's all about, and tell us about the big changes that are coming this year.
You bet. So the Hotel DuPont is a 1913 vintage Grand Dame hotel. It's a four-diamond, beautiful center of the community in Wilmington, Delaware, right on Rodney Square. And the Green Room has been in its current configuration for about 16 years. And what I mean by that is whether it's the carpet or the seating or the window treatments, but the room itself has been in place, you know, since the beginning. So beautiful historic elements like a hand-painted Italian stucco ceiling, beautiful chandeliers that were handcrafted in France, you know, amazing large windows overlooking Rodney Square, just, you know, really iconic elements to it, big volume space. So kind of something that would be almost impossible to build today. And what we found over the past year or so, and, you know, that's through our stewardship of the hotel, which has actually been more like 2 years. I misspoke there. The usage of it has been declining. And while people really enjoyed the Green Room and like to come back for special occasions, that's really what it was, a special occasion restaurant. And today, the world's different. People dine. They don't have as much time. They can't do an hour and a half for lunch necessarily. Many people are eating lighter, and they don't want to have, you know, heavy sauces and buttercreams and those kinds of things. So the restaurant had to evolve along with the dining tastes of today, as well as the community. The community has changed in Wilmington from, hey, it's just bankers and lawyers downtown. Now there's the creative class. You have places like the Mill where you have graphic designers and engineers and people working in fintech, and maybe they don't want to wear a suit to lunch or to dinner. And if they want to take their spouse or a friend out for a beer, maybe the Green Room didn't feel like the right fit. So what we're doing is we're keeping all those really cool elements that I described that make the Green Room special, and we're bringing in a talented new chef, Tyler Aiken. He's got several restaurants in Philly, but he's from Wilmington, and he grew up dining in the Green Room with his grandparents and going to those special occasions I mentioned. So Tyler's reimagined the Green Room as a really special French bistro. It'll have a lot of modern interpretation of that kind of fare. And it'll also have the classics. So people can still go and have that, you know, great family meal and celebration, but they can also come in for something lighter and something more modern. The space will look similar to what it is today, but we're bringing in more comfortable seating, different kinds of seating, some fresher new finishes and lighting. And I think people will really, if they love the Green Room, they'll find a lot to still like. And if it wasn't their style and taste, I think they'll find something maybe a little more casual and a little more appropriate for today's habits.
Yeah, and Dave, I want to mention here that we're going to be talking to Chef Tyler momentarily. Tyler's going to be creating basically a new French concept. The Green Room name is being tossed. Do we know what the new name is? Can you tell us?
You're going to have to give me about another week, and I apologize for that. We're not trying to be coy, and we're releasing information as quickly as we can, i.e. our chef and our concept and the fact that it's changing and the dates. But with a name change, you have things like trademark, and we have a community that we want to make sure is being fully consulted, including our board of advisors. So you'll have to just give us a few more days for the new name.
All right, one last question for you, Dave Polin from the Buccini Polin Group. Once the restaurant finally closes in January 17th, how soon before it reopens under the new name and with this new French concept?
We are hoping for the end of April. And as I mentioned, when we go into a really special space like that, we don't go in with jackhammers and sledgehammers. We go in very carefully, and we're going to be, again, preserving what's really special. So if we don't find any surprises, and we don't anticipate finding many, then because we've done so many surveys and we've taken really good care to be protective of what makes it special, we'll be open in April. Probably towards the end of that month. We feel like being open for Mother's Day would be a great way to introduce ourselves back to the community.
All right, so now we want to talk to the brand new chef of the new green room at the Hotel DuPont, Tyler Aiken. Before we talk about what you have planned for the new green room, I know the name is changing, but before we talk about that, give me some background about yourself.
So I'm actually from Wilmington. I grew up there from the time I was born. Moved down to D.C. where I began cooking, attended culinary school, and after being down there for about 5 years, moved to Philadelphia to take a job at the Hav. Spent a couple of years there before breaking off and opening my first restaurant, which is called Stock and is in the Fishtown neighborhood of Philly.
All right, so January 17th, the Hotel DuPont's iconic green room is going to shut down. The dining room is closing. It'll reopen in April under a new name. You will be the brand new chef. Talk to me about some plans you may have.
Yeah, so we spend a lot of time out at Hagley looking through the archives of what the green room has been over the years and tried to use a little bit of what we gleaned from that research to inform the decision about what it would ultimately become. We found that at various periods in various different ways, it was basically a French restaurant that just manifested differently throughout the years. It really made sense to us just based on the grandeur of the space and kind of the aesthetic and the history of what the cuisine actually has been there, to kind of pay homage a bit and not have it be a drastic break conceptually. So we still are looking to French cuisine, kind of new school French brasserie style foods. And we're going to be looking to the south of France and the north of Africa for influences on that menu.
I have to ask this because they were so popular. The Green Room is pretty famous for its signature almond macaroons. Will you be serving the macaroons when you reopen?
Yeah, they will be present in some shape or form. I think that we would be crazy to take them away from the people. They're so beloved that they're not going anywhere.
Chef Tyler, what does this mean for you, this whole experience, being brought in to lead this new restaurant at the Hotel DuPont?
It's such a meaningful project to me. This restaurant was truly important, in my view, growing up, just as a member of the Wilmington community and a member of a family that had the privilege of going there to eat from time to time. Everybody has always spoken of the Green Room in such hallowed terms as kind of the pinnacle of dining in Delaware and even in the region at certain times in its history. So to me, it's such an honor, really a challenging project in terms of scope and all of the little things we need to pay attention to, whether it's the architectural details or community input. It's really been a joy, and I can't speak highly enough of PM Hotel Group and Puccini Poland Group and, how committed they are to doing this right.
Any final words to Delaware residents and people beyond who may visit the new restaurant in the Hotel DuPont come April?
Yeah, I think people are going to be really pleased to see that we have maintained the integrity and the bones of the space. I've seen some comments online. People are worried that we're going to be gutting it and, the soul of this restaurant is going to be lost. Yes, it is a new restaurant, but I think we are going to match, how special the Green Room was in every way. And I look forward to showing people that.